الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحبك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحبك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers in the channel, whenever you're blessed with the opportunity to enter the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, always trying to enter according to the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam would always enter with his right foot, and then he would make the dua for entering the masjid. It is also commendable that when you enter the masjid, you enter with the intention of nafli itikaf, hence the reason why I should say nawaitu sunnat al-itikaf. You can make this intention in any language, you can make it in your heart, you can make it in Urdu, whatever language you wish. But by making this intention for the duration that you spend in the masjid, it will be written in your book of deeds that you spent this time in itikaf. May I remind you, to eat, to drink, and to sleep in the masjid is forbidden. But if you make this intention, then all of these things become allowable for you, and you get the reward as well. So small amount of effort, but inshallah, huge amount of reward. Nafli itikaf can be any time. Any time, just for the time it takes you to walk from the door to here and back. If you make this intention of nafli itikaf, then it will be written in your book of deeds for that purpose. There are many blessings in reciting Durood e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam is reported to have said that whoever recites Salat upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal shall write freedom from hypocrisy and fire between his eyes. And he will keep such a person with the martyrs on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib. 100 times, how long does it take you to recite Durood e Paak 100 times? You know, probably when you leave here today, by the time you get to your car, or even by the time, definitely by the time you get home, you can have recited 100 times Durood e Paak. So please make a habit of reciting Durood e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Shaykh, in this dunya, in this world, how do we achieve success? How is success measured? And if we look at success in this world, we'll look at it in different qualities. And one of them is wealth. You look at a person, he's got money, you think he's successful. Because that money allows him to buy a nice car, a nice house, nice clothes, nice mobile phone, and all the other things that go with it. So when a person has money, you think he is successful. When a person has status, a position in the company that he is, you think he's successful. And that is how success is measured. So like I was an engineer when in the company that I was working for, you joined as a junior engineer, then you became an assistant engineer, then you become an engineer, then you become a senior engineer, principal engineer, director, senior director, project manager, and so on and so on. And each one of these levels showed you your success. So your status, your position within a company or your position in wherever you're working shows your success. Another thing is your power, your influence. That you are in a position that you can influence people, you're in a position that you can make decisions. And these are the criteria that in this dunya we look at people and we think, that's a successful person. That person's successful because of his money, because of his status, because of his influence, because of his power. But when it comes to the akhirat, are the same qualities, the same things that are going to benefit you then? Is money going to make you a better person in the akhirat? Are you going to have a greater status in the sight of Allah because of your money? No. Money will have no effect. Yes, if you spend that money in the way of Allah, that's another thing. But no matter, you can have the biggest car, you can have the biggest house, and have the most land, but that will not make you a greater person in the sight of Allah. Similarly, your status, your position. Yeah, if you are a known person, even within an Islamic organization, I'm standing here in front of you as a zimadar of Dawat Islami. Does that make me greater than anybody else in the sight of Allah? No. So your status, your wealth, your position, and all of these things in the sight of Allah are nothing. And we need to understand that when we measure success in this dunya is measured one way. But success in the akhirat is completely different. And today we're going to talk about just three things, three qualities about how we can attain that success, or we can see how successful we are in the akhirat. Because we know how to be successful in this world. Make money, have a position, have a big car, have a big house, have all these things, I'm successful. But as Muslims, our ultimate goal is to attain paradise. To attain the best place in paradise. To attain paradise without accountability. To please our Rabb. That's why we've been created. So are we successful in that criteria? And that's the question that we're going to ask today. Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, radiallahu ta'ala, he was a companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's amongst those 10 blessed companions that were guaranteed paradise during the lifetime of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 10 companions, said this person, Jannati. This person is Jannati. This person is Jannati. And these were 10 blessed companions. And if you think about it, then 10 blessed companions, I mean, I know I'm going to go off topic now, but they are our ideal role models. They're the best people that we can look up to. But again, if I was to ask the people in this room, how many of us know them 10 companions? We probably don't even know them. But these were the 10 blessed companions that were guaranteed paradise. Now, one incident happened, and he was a very brave person. His faith was so firm as well, and people knew him because of his piety. He was out in the field tending to his sheep one day. His son came up to him and said, "Oh, beloved father, you're tending your camels here, you're tending your goats here. Whilst the people are discussing the issues of the Khilafat, who is going to be the next Khalifa? This is the discussion that's taking place, and you're here. You're here looking after your goats. You're here looking after your camels. You know, shouldn't you be over there where that discussion is taking place?" Hearing this, Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala lovingly struck his hand against the chest of his son, and he said, "Be quiet. Be quiet, my son. I have heard the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stating, indeed, Allah loves a servant who is righteous, independent, and hidden." Righteous, independent, and hidden. Now, in this very brief hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know the three qualities of the successful person. And these are the three qualities that we need to look at. Our righteousness, our piety, how pious are we? How independent are we?